Welcome to episode 4 of What's Happened, a podcast that takes cases similar to Chris Watts that did not get nearly the media attention and digs deep and speaks with people familiar with the case. So far, we did a episode on Kiera Coles that was just a brief summary of the case. Then we went on to Amanda Jones. Then we interviewed her parents. Now, today, we have on Joseph Coles, Kiera Coles' father. Kiera Coles, right now, is about 8.5 months pregnant. Her due date is April 23rd. When she went missing, she was 3 months pregnant. Mr. Coles has a lot to say. He even gives us some new information that no one's really heard before. No one's ever heard before. This podcast is brought to you by Missing Person Cases Network. And you can find us on Facebook, YouTube. You can also search on YouTube for True Crime Corner. We are on Instagram at Missing_Persons_Network. We are on Twitter at @the_MPC Network. Joseph Coles has been the only constant and consistent searcher. He does it every day. He passes out flyers every day. He just up and left his life in Wisconsin when he found out his daughter was missing. So, he doesn't have a job. He doesn't have really funds right now. We usually never support GoFundMes, but we actually even opened one for Mr. Coles. He wants to get some billboards and flyers made for his daughter. I think that is a very good idea to do something like that. I think the more notoriety that she gets, the better chance that we have of finding her. If you don't want to donate directly to the GoFundMe, you can cash app him at $JosephColes65. And like I said, that money's going to go towards a billboard or flyer. Next, we're going to be playing the interview where he does discuss a couple things that no one has ever heard. We had no clue about these things, but they're very important. And I'll let you guys decide. I hope you enjoy the episode. Next week we'll be moving on to another case, and we've never formally introduced who your hosts were. I am Dee from Missing Person Cases Network, and I usually abbreviate that with MPCN, and Lisa was also with Missing Person Cases Network, and she also is on YouTube at True Crime Corner, so go check that out, check our channel out, check theirs. I know we said that next week we were going to be doing another case, but we're not. So I talked to Mr. Coles for about 5 hours. I edited it down to 2.5. And no one wants to listen to a 2.5 hour podcast. I didn't even want to make this one over an hour. But there's new information in it, and there's more new information in the rest of it. So the second part of the interview will be next week's podcast. And that's more new information. I thought I was going to be able to edit it down to an hour, but there's just too much information. So next week will be the final episode on Kiera Coles. And if you can, please donate to Mr. Coles' GoFundMe so he can get a billboard for his daughter. Thanks. Hope you enjoy the episode.
I'd like you to just tell us a little bit about Kiera. Like, what type of person was she? Because she seems like a very positive, happy person from her pictures, at least.
Oh, yes, she is. She outgoing. Smart, as you see.
Mm-hmm.
Like to have fun, be around family a lot.
Okay. So she's very family-oriented.
Yes, she is.
So I'm guessing that she was pretty excited about her pregnancy.
Yes, she was. Did you see the picture that she showed the ultrasound?
Yes. Yes.
And I should let you know, she really is on it.
Right.
She wanted the baby. I just had another daughter that had a baby. My other grandbaby is two.
Yeah, I mean, she definitely has her life together. She has a good job. Is about to have a child, so very early on in the investigation, there were issues about the video footage, and you were someone who was saying it wasn't her in the video. Right, me too. I don't think it's her either. But what makes you so sure it's not? I never did either.
I'm full of shit, and I'm not scared to say that. I don't. You know, if you notice, if you look me up, you won't see me saying nothing.
Right, I know.
I'm going to keep a positive attitude, even though they don't start.
Right.
When you saw the... Oh, I'm sorry.
I've seen it firsthand, and I know that it's not. I've seen it close. So that it's not her.
So you saw the original surveillance video?
Yeah. I let it be known that that was her.
Right. And you could tell by, immediately that wasn't your daughter, the way she walked or...
No, the lady who's on the video,
yeah,
lives on my daughter's block.
Oh, you kind of recognize her?
Oh, yeah, I recognize her. And we had a nice long conversation behind that.
Oh, yeah, I did hear that. So you actually spoke with the girl, right, that's in the video?
Oh, yes, I spoke with the young lady.
Okay.
And she acknowledges that it's her?
Oh, no. She knows her. I knew it wasn't her. Well, she have a lot of people like reported all that down. Man, they both got the same, weight size.
Right.
So when I kept seeing a picture, but when I was up there, I've been up here as it happened. I stayed directly on the block day one for, 18 days straight. I didn't even leave.
Yeah, I heard that.
When I first seen the video, I noticed this young lady used to come past me every morning. She speaks at every point. I kept saying to myself, damn, she did a good favorite she ever did. After I see the video, I just kept watching her, and I noticed how she was walking when she walked past one morning, going to work there all that day and waiting for her to get off work. When she got off work, I seen her. I had a question, asked her a question. I got a conversation. She didn't mind talking about it because she know people was and that was what was on that video.
Wow, that's huge. Because people are aware of that, but I mean, I completely believe what you're saying because you know what your child looks like one, but also we're sitting there and watching that woman walk by, and that's what it's in your head.
I don't have her number, but I know of her.
No,
He stays there. Yeah, you know how they do it. They going to let you keep going on. And first told me and they said it. I cleared her right away. That ain't her.
Well, and that also that she may not have been seen when they thought she was. So she may have been missing as of just the day
this.
Before.
No, it's weird. The people cannot only one person.
Oh wow.
But you cannot see that person getting out of the car.
But isn't the trees, there oh I'm sorry, go ahead.
The trees are blocking whoever pulled up in the car. But the trees blocking us so we can see the car we can see half of the car.
What?
The driver's
car. Okay, I know that broke up a lot, but what Mr. Coles is saying is that they have video surveillance of Kiara's car pulling up and somebody getting out of the passenger side, but you can't see it because of the tree. You can't see him because of the tree. You know, I wish that they would release that footage because somebody...
They went off the path.
So they got out of the path.
Probably. I think that's what he's saying.
So much that
Yeah, I'm not gonna say so much. I want to come with this, but so,
guys, I'm sorry that it kept breaking up like that. He kept losing reception. And I'm sorry about the noises in the background. We don't have a recording studio at the moment, but we're looking for ways to prevent those noises in the background. But the rest of the interview is not all fuzzy like this. Unfortunately, this was at probably the most important part, so that's why I'm speaking about it. He reiterates that you cannot see the person. They get out the passenger side. I think they did that because they knew that the camera wouldn't catch them. So that was orchestrated so they could bring the car back. So that just puts so many more things in question. As far as the timeline, a little further in the interview, Mr. Coles goes on to say he never thought that was her in the video. I never did either. And it's most likely not. Even the USPS postmaster said it's not. Mr. Coles ends up speaking to the person who it is. You will see that later in the interview.
Like close to the highway that's wrong.
So that's where her car person, was.
Yeah, that's where they took her car originally from. And the people that was, I guess, supposed to be involved, I don't know for sure exactly who they are because they're not giving up no names to me. They're just informing me that they have a few people of interest.
The police are telling you that?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I saw that article. That there was the four people they were talking to. That's great that they have people that they're interested in. They're getting somewhere. Hopefully they have more, but...
let me cut you off right quick. I just had the mayor came out yesterday over here where I'm at because of the kids being shot over here.
At the baby shower?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And one of my friends that came, he looked for my daughter. It was her people in the house. So when she went over there to visit them on that day, he was also shot. I hate that.
Oh, wow.
Wow.
He got shot in his shoulder. It's a big hole in his shoulder. Wow. The bullet did not go out. Her little cousin was the one that got shot in his chest and went out his back.
Oh, my God.
So he's still stabilized. She's my friend now. So I called and checked on her. I changed her bandages for her. I'm firsthand acknowledged all this is around.
Wow. I'm so sorry to hear that.
Yeah, I know quite a few people. And then not just that, but the day before yesterday, they did another shooting over here about me on 65th and Oakley. From my understanding, it was a few people got killed about their shit.
Okay, so what you hear Mr. Coles talking about there is the shooting in Chicago at the baby shower that happened this past weekend. Chicago's a literal war zone right now. There is also a supposed serial killer on the loose killing black women. There are many possibilities for what happened to Kiara, but it all comes back to Josh, Kiara Smith, and Ariel. So we will hear what Mr. Coles believes happened.
One thing I noticed is that you are the only one that has been 100% consistent with having boots on the ground from day one.
I appreciate you saying that, but me being me, man, they family don't really know family. If you ain't been around them. Like I said, I've been in the West Coast for the last 30 years.
Yeah. Right.
I come up here, don't get it wrong. If I come up here and visit, I also leave and go about my business.
Right.
So all the extra stuff you hear, they don't really know me. So if they did, I'd be acting a damn fool right now. I just ain't on it. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
I love my daughter. I hate she miss. I hate to go every day waking up. And I'm right now with one of my granddaughters. This is a spin image of Kiara. I won't even leave. I've been here for the longest. I won't even leave and go nowhere. I care for them like I care for my own fucking daughter. Hey, my grandkids.
Mm-hmm.
I take them to school. I don't let them eat shit unless I go through the food. Because anybody can poison anybody. I don't know. It's just maybe that's the... Maybe that's
You're
my
really
own
good
fear.
Father.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Thought it was very important to keep that in there, where Mr. Qualls is explaining what he does as a grandparent to show that, you know, just because he went away for 25 years doesn't mean he wasn't in Kiara's life. Once he was out, he did everything he could to be in Kiara's life. And like I've said and say many more times on this podcast, he's the only one constantly with boots on the ground, passing out flyers.
So, the first 48 hours are so important, and two things happened that really hurt the case. One was when they first tried to file the missing persons report, they said that the cops said, basically were trying to say that maybe she was just wanted some time away. And then the video. So, right, I don't believe that, but that's what the cops thought at first.
They because they was full of shit. They was fighting right me day one when I first came up here. I introduced myself to them. You know what they told me?
What?
They couldn't talk to me until the mother verified who the fuck I was. I'm gonna be honest and I'm gonna speak my mind. You can edit what you want.
No, please do. We don't edit that.
Yeah. I don't want you to edit that.
We won't.
Because this motherfucking bitch had the nerve to tell these people that the boy that had. It is not this bitch too much blind. Now she talks about he might have had to do it. Be honest with y'all, I'm not saying she's a bad parent. I'm saying, where the fuck is the concern?
Yeah.
So it's like, oh, she has
right.
not been to that motherfucking police station. I kick down a motherfucking door, I blow up their phone, I'll even bust one of their car tires so they can come and get me and tell me something.
Right.
She ain't been there. That kind of fucked me up because it is, you can talk all this shit about me, but don't really know me. I ain't fucked with you in over 30 years.
Right.
Why would you be trying to talk shit about me when I'm the one out here 10 toes down? They are not out here.
Right.
They had the nerve to do a balloon release Saturday. I didn't know shit about it.
Oh, wow. That's not right.
Prior event to this, they just had a candlelight thing at the, at one of the post office. I was pissed off about that. He can't tell me shit. And I'm mad as hell about that shit. I just don't go be belligerent and stupid, you know, like I could be.
Right.
Being a big person.
There is absolutely no reason why Mr. Qualls should not have known about, first, the balloon release, and second, the vigil at the post office. He's doing everything he can to help find her, and the public display of separate sides, it's not good. It's not a good look for this case. And he's tried to, I never hear him say anything bad about anyone. He's just out there doing what he has to do to try and find his daughter. I don't know why he wasn't told about those.
I was there.
I believe you.
They got the stuff out of the car. They had this shit for like, oh, I didn't even know they even went in the fucking car. And I forgot who called me, but somebody called me and told me the police was on the block. I zoom over there. I get over there on 81st. Just like we three talking, right? The only thing about it, we was face-to-face because it was me, my daughter, Kira's mother, and her other daughter. And the police is right there asking us. We can hear each other right now. So if I say, well, you got a phone, you looking stupid at the next one. They look stupid at the next one. All the time, they're down, phone in the car, the person in the car, they just was being ignorant, stupid as hell. They try to get in the fucking phone, they ain't got no fucking sense. I don't know, baby. I just know.
So they never told police that they had the phone until they tried to hack into it themselves and then told them that they had it?
Exactly.
So all that time. So that's two things they interfered with. They interfered with the video and they interfered with the phone. Because those are two things that you can use to find somebody. And the video, if they kept saying, no, that's her, no, that's her, then the media, because she's the mom, got more credibility for that.
Hey, she ain't just give more credit. Let me just show you. I paint the show my support. Like, people came.
I saw him. He's amazing. I love that. Oh,
yeah. Yeah, I got right out there on his ass, too, because I can't wait to come around now.
Right.
Y'all being. Everybody, I talked to a few of the news people. A couple of them I won't fuck with because they, you know, they came with this misleading bullshit information. I cleared it up. But, you know, have people coming out. It was really cold, freezing and shit. I just asked them to donate coffee and bring out some gloves and it just kind of got cold. Yeah, I took all my funds and did that. I wasn't asking for donations. Somebody wanted to bring me a cup of coffee over there, too. They wanted to make me a breakfast sandwich, cool. I try to stay in contact with the community. Like, you know, I'm really a street dude. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I had to really, like, step back now, evaluate my situation more than what I was doing. Now I'm to the point I won't leave out this house and go far. I wish I had the funds to open me a storefront in order to keep pushing the literature out about the missing and exploited black women, men, and white women that's in the Chicagoland area. So y'all hear about Kiara only because she was part of the government. So,
right.
With that being said, she would get more attention than what y'all think. Just like now, y'all guys think ain't nobody really talking about it. When they came out with that R. Kelly shit, sweating R. Kelly, I don't want to put that post up and say, fuck R. Several years later, about some shit that's been going on all these motherfucking years. Go get the rest of it.
Right.
Because you got to remember, you got presidents who's doing this shit too.
Right.
And they definitely, I'm going to be honest with you, I'm in the street out here. Y'all ain't nowhere near this street. You just say this much. People are paying for the fucking body parts. Whether y'all know that or not.
Oh, no, I believe that.
No, let me be the first to tell you. Like, yeah, I am in the streets out here. I get more information out the street than the police get. I hear anything, and if I hear anything that don't sound right, oh, there's several sources I got up here. I used to be up here, and I was still tied to the streets up here.
Why don't you reopen your GoFundMe?
He was one of the volunteers. He asked me about doing it. I told him no, because I really don't care.
Right.
GoFundMe page, cash out. I ain't know nothing about none of that. He was trying to feel me in like that'll be a benefit to help out. Woo-woo. I tell her, okay, let me think about it first. But she was in Chicago with me, but she's from Milwaukee. So she takes off and go back to Milwaukee. What does she do? She set up a GoFundMe page. I talked about it. When I get up the next morning, it became an issue, not with my family, but the other side, which is the mother.
Right, because they thought you were doing it for deceptive reasons.
Right, but check it out. I've been on this motherfucker 10 toes down. Ain't nobody gave me shit.
No, nope, you're right.
And I don't have a car. You see what I'm saying? And I'm walking. If I call you right now, you say, hey, Joe, I'm here for you, man. If you ever need me, just call me. Then when I call you, you got something else. I don't get mad at you. You know what I do? I tie my boots up and get the fuck out of this house and go where I need to go.
Right.
There'd be times I have to get out of town. I don't be having no money. I ain't going to get on sugarcoat shit. If I ain't got it, I'll start walking, try to get to close to where I know somebody that can probably help me get to other place. Yeah, I don't wait around for nobody.
No, and you're a good person that uses your resources and you pull together as a community and work together towards the same solution.
Right. I thought it was for me. I'm going to just say this much. If I was familiar with myself with how that GoFundMe page shit worked, I probably would have probably set up a GoFundMe page, even though it's not so much about the money and people don't understand that because my daughter is well insured. That's another reason I have to touch the money. You see what I'm saying?
Right.
But me quitting my job and doing all this other stuff, now I got to reevaluate my situation. I got to reevaluate my living. I got to reevaluate how I'm going to go from point A to point B without this. Then I don't have no gun. Well, somebody else trying to explain that GoFundMe page to me. I just couldn't catch on.
Well,
now, I know it's supposed to help benefit the person that's doing whatever.
It's crowdsourcing. So you're getting donations from the public to go towards your cause. And a lot of times, unfortunately, what Derek and I will see with cases like this is people will exploit the family, whether it be a distant relative that shows up out of nowhere, that was never involved, and sets up the GoFundMe.
Oh, no, they've done that from day one with me. See, that's how I'm just
saying. Yeah, that's why you're getting so much crap for it, because a lot of times families won't be honest.
No, somebody had, besides this lady that I was just killed, one else was using. Well, be honest with you, know, they know I'm a lady. I don't think I would die, period. I don't know nothing. So they was under a pressure that I'm using my daughter situation. James went, this fucker. I have to left out this motherfucking house. These some dumb motherfuckers out here in the world, y'all. Let me just be the first to tell y'all that. I'd have had every fucking crank call possible. I'd have had every bitch try to befriend me to suck up their face. I'd have had all these stupid people in the world doing stupid shit. Y'all would not believe. If I recorded every fucking conversation I had with some people, y'all would be like, I'm surprised this motherfucker ain't killed this.
I can only imagine, honestly. I can't, like, it must be, you know, just ridiculous.
Yeah, I got my, like, my medical information. I'm living in Wisconsin, so most of my information is on my own. I read me a few old boxes, but it's been killed. I was so sick, like, maybe 3 weeks ago. I didn't tell nobody. I just shot out of here and went to Wisconsin. Stayed around there for like 3 days. They wanted me to admit myself in for like a week or shit. I told them I can't do that shit. Because if I hear any information, they tell me I can't get out of that motherfucker. I was like, everyone doing that motherfucker, get up out of there.
But
so I try not to go there. But shit, I know I'm been sick now. I know I need to go.
It's important to take care of yourself.
Right. Right, I'm easy to get pneumonia, you know what I'm saying?
Right.
Like, in a year's time, I have pneumonia bleeds all the time.
Yeah, I used to get it once a year. That's bad, but you got to take care of yourself because you're really the only one looking.
I'm going to just be honest, even drink beer. I don't drink this. I stay in the house. I don't go far. If I go down the street to the gas station, I always meet somebody.
Right. I ain't
got no problem explaining my daughter's situation, man. If I see a young her baby, I tell her, man, baby, hold on to her. I'm looking for mines right now, but hold on to that. I give one of my flies. I tell them where they can look me up at. If they need to get in contact with me, this is they can do that. Well, you know what I was going to say, Derek, about that GoFundMe page, man?
Yeah.
Man, I could have beat her ass for setting that shit up. And I told this dumb ass world not to do that shit. But check it out, defy me when it did it anyway.
Yeah.
Over here is anyway.
That girl causes a lot of issues.
The one that like to go live all the time.
Mm-hmm.
And we ain't doing nothing but sitting in the car talking.
Yeah, she was doing that for appearances.
Live. Yeah, but check it out. A distant one right now, I can say y'all her text and motherfucker. Y'all would be like, this crazy. So this girl messaged my motherfucking family.
Oh, I believe it.
Look, told my kids, told my grandkids, talking about I'm y'all grandma. I said, as much as she looked at me like, granddad. Shit, I'm motherfucking grandma. I can't jump not to say that.
Oh, God.
You know, like I said, they try to. And she was coming to me. She was helping Kanika Jacobs.
Yep. I heard that, too.
Yeah, so the same person that had to go for me up, they did shit for Kanika Jacobs. They didn't know shit about it. Then she tried to tell me she donated $500. I went to her house. Let me just tell you about she donated $500. She should have donated that shit in her own fucking house. Only thing she had was a bed. Yeah. I bullshit y'all not.
She had a nice bed.
Don't get it wrong. She had a nice big ass bed. Don't get it wrong. It's just that she has nothing else in it.
No.
She don't even, swear to God, y'all, she do not have a TV.
Wow.
She playing on the phone every fucking day.
All right, guys, right there, Mr. Coles is talking about how somebody else had set up a GoFundMe for him. He told them not to. They still did it. And how it caused a lot of drama. I did share that GoFundMe in my group because I thought that regardless, Mr. Coles could use the money for search efforts or whatever else he needed it for, seeing that he up and left his life. It did create a lot of drama. Person who created it. So I know it keeps breaking up a lot, but I mean, that's just the reception. I'm sorry. It sounds like that. So that's why I'm going to keep just chiming in on what is being said. So maybe it comes in to help.
That's her.
Yeah. Well, I don't got to say her name. You know what I'm talking about.
Oh, yeah, I know exactly what you're talking about.
Her name is Miss Shay Lacey. I have no problem saying her name.
Yep.
You know, I wouldn't even conversate with her. Like, right now, I wouldn't conversate with her. Let me tell you what she does. She got, like, 5 or 6 motherfucking fake names on these pages that I know of.
Oh, yep.
She on my page right here. Who motherfucker, bitch, shut up and hang up and click and block and all of that shit.
I know. That's the last thing you need right now.
In my car. I have a lady right now. She out the country. She's a millionaire. She's out the country. She sent me 50,000 fly. Do y'all know that's 50,000 fucking dollars? Because it costs $1 a sheet of paper for you to get that color on there.
Wow.
Right, so that's $50,000 worth of flyers, she said. No one else had. Well, the first the post office doing it, then they started this bullshit about I couldn't get color copies. I should have black and white. Fuck y'all and them black and white copies. If I got to go broke every day and be a bum on the street, that's what I'll be. She'll be in color. She's live and in color. Why the fuck would I put her in black and white?
Yeah. Well, what you're explaining is the exact reason people get GoFundMes. Like, you know, that's what they would get it for. So it's a legit reason.
I do understand that, but I'm gonna say this again.
Yeah, no, I know.
Board all the bullshit.
Right.
I do cash out. Just say if somebody send me $50 right now, I'm gonna tell you what I do with that $50. I smoke cigarettes. Definitely got me a fucking cigarette. They're running my fucking nerves up the fucking river. You just don't get no. So what I take the $40, and I go buy me $40. I work for a lot. I don't wait on nobody.
Oh, so that's what you're doing? You're doing Cash App? Because,
we can put the info in the link.
Dude, I'll put the info, in the video and on the
podcast.
Oh, yeah, you can do that. I mean, like I said, I'm in tune with a lot of people. I got my guy, he does a podcast, too. He is, Chairman Fran Hampton Jr., the leader for the Black Panther.
Okay.
Yeah. Yep, we grew up together. Well, he grew up with my little brother. They always are my mom. They grew up with us.
So you have a lot of support in the community then, too, which is great. Important, too, because as much as you may not be having the support from Kiara's mother's side, you're getting it where it counts, which is getting the word out, getting people aware of her.
Let me break it down, y'all. I got family in Alabama. I got family in Atlanta. I got family in California. I got fucking family in Canada. I got family every fucking where. Let me tell y'all something. If y'all go online, really go online, you're going to see all the people that belong to my side of it. They'll tell you the minute. I'll keep the shit out of her. Stepping in the way, doing this. How the fuck they hate, you know? And like, she sent me out to some place. I can figure out some shit. Y'all would be like, why the fuck is she even sending me that? She telling motherfuckers I never would. She had did a little thing. Okay, well, chill out, y'all. I'm on the phone talking. They was doing all kind of bullshit. And they steady doing bullshit. They just did it. Listen, they just did a balloon release on Saturday for what the fuck reason?
The media.
No media was there.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, no media was there. But check this out. They turned this motherfucker balloon release to a fucking. They dance and shaking their ass. Get the fuck out of here. I didn't remember that shit. You know what I'm saying?
Twerking with the balloon?
Yeah, what the fuck is wrong with them?
I mean, it's supposed to be but, you know, the ominous thing.
No, you know how it is. I didn't have no problem with them gathering, but they still don't understand.
It's not a party.
Right. This ain't no... Where is... You know, it's supposed to be like you gather. This is how... I can't speak for y'all, but this is how the black folks do it. We have something like it usually be to like meet and greet everybody, see all came out there, all what's going on, situation. Might have some food, something to drink, people talk or whatever. The little kids will that. You see what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
But the little kids ain't got no business shaking their ass where they be shaking their mouth. I put my foot in my grandkids' ass. I don't fucking play around like.
Hey, I don't blame you.
You know what I'm saying? Y'all seen that shit on TV. Come on now. Just some shit you don't. Some shit you just don't do.
Yeah,
no. They got a motherfucker. Have blood or whatever the fuck it is, man, boy. Y'all don't know. I deal with a lot of shit every day. My grandkid, listen. I try to look. I'm slow. I'm gonna just tell y'all. But
If I left Kiara was up right now, she'll give y'all the hell, she'll give y'all the fuck in this room. Y'all would be like, wait a minute, how old is she? She told me to sit down the last time, told me to sit down, we tried to, she wanted to interview. I said, who the fuck is you to interview somebody? She told me, I need to know, granddad, where my auntie at? Shit, I can't stop you from doing that.
Uh-huh.
I sit down and I answer every question. And, you know, I also explain how to do it without being rude or saying the wrong shit to people. Because, you know, people have tuned in. And some people, you know, they'll say like shit like, why y'all still looking for her? You know what I'm saying? And shit, my granddaughter got a mouth on her. She'll tell that. So, like I say, y'all, I'm still out here. I don't give a fuck what they say, what they do. If they was, you know, like they was saying, you know, like when this shit first began, y'all heard, I know y'all heard everything, Derek, and I heard you say you was looking in the groups and shit. They had went to, they said, I hate for this little bitch here. She went all the way up so much. I've been up here 30 motherfucking years. This girl's been looking.
Which girl was that? She was in the group?
That was my favorite.
Oh, I thought you said someone's name. Sorry.
Oh no, her name is Karen Phillips. They are too.
Oh. Uh-huh.
She the one was saying that stupid ass shit. I said, well, I got wind of it, right? Somebody asked. What? Oh, I couldn't wait to get on the fucking news. What the news media come around me? I got right on that motherfucker and let them know. Listen, any motherfucker got any complaints, problems? Get up with me.
Right.
You listen to that shit in the street. That shit ain't the truth. The truth is right here. You don't see no motherfucker killing me or busting my motherfucker here talking about I hold a dope dealer. What dope dealer hold? My mama? Shit. He give me money, so what the fuck? I ain't really talking to her because I don't like the way they be trying to, like, yeah, something went down. We don't know exactly what. We just figure out. Okay, what is that?
Right.
I don't even know. I don't give a fuck if it is my mama. I don't need her telling me. But she's in a better place and this and that. Fuck all that. Ain't shit in a better place until I see it, my motherfucker self. Until I see it in my own eyes, I don't want to hear that shit.
Of
I have people tell me every day, man, so, man, you must be gone. It's been too long. You know, why you still, man, fuck y'all. Nigga, get the fuck away from me. I don't want to hear that negative bullshit. I'm out here every day regardless. Until they put her in front of me, that's when I stop saying the shit I'm saying now.
Well,
but until then, I'm definitely going to be out here. Let the motherfucker know in a minute. Look here, what they be saying. Did you think she, hold on, let me cut you off. That's like I did Derek just now. You see Derek talking about condolences. Condolences with what, Derek?
Right.
Dog?
No,
Derek,
you
gotta go. Go ahead, wait till I get you talking on the phone. That's what I said, Derek. You see what I'm saying?
Yeah, no, I didn't mean like death. I meant just like what you're going through.
I know you did mean that's something that you see how easy I can
right.
Understand that.
Yeah.
I caught that, yeah.
As you said that to the mother, she would have took it to another level.
Oh, I saw some stuff at the beginning, so.
Right, that's the shit I have to deal with. Y'all, because y'all only like, well, open up each other. Yeah, I don't have no problem getting my motherfucking daughter information across the airways, TV. I go all downtown there by myself. You know, let me just say this, y'all. Y'all don't fucking know. When Jenna dies was helping me, do y'all know some motherfuckers around here? I should be. Motherfuckers did it all because of Kiara case. Check it out. If I'm out here walking the street, why the motherfucker don't surround me? Because I would kill their ass. That's why. You see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
It's a difference. He's just an activist. He can go out there, oh, yeah, they wear Brie Hill clothes on. When that man left me, he called, but he ain't even called. I was on 81st, sat on the corner. He just zoomed up like he was going to do a hit. Like, what the fuck? He jumped out the car and everything. I'm like, bro, what's going on? Like, what? He like, motherfucker surrounding me. I just like told me, quit talking about your daughter, Kate. Oh, yeah,
well, oh, wow.
Because I need to call my people out too, then. Because we can go out here and look for this motherfucker and get it on the crack. But see, they don't approach me with it. And I'm out here in the street by my motherfucker self. But I can call people there, right there.
Okay, I'm not sure if you could fully hear all that. But what he said was that some people approached the activist, Jebediah, and told him to stop talking about Kiara Coles, which is pretty crazy, and I definitely believe it. It just more goes to show you that people know what happened and who is responsible for this. You know, Mr. Coles never really comes out and says that you know, he thinks Josh did it. Because he doesn't have the evidence, but that's where his mind...
Well, about myself, I don't give a fuck about that. He got a gun. I don't mess with nobody. They ain't mess with me. They know my situation. I keep it on the floor. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
That's how I keep it moving.
That's pretty crazy, though, that they're doing that.
Yeah, see, that's another reason I am here right now. Because grandkids, mother, don't want me out. She know because he been in the street too.
Okay.
That gang shit is real up here. I don't know if y'all.
Oh no, I know. There was a like 30-something shootings last weekend. 4 killed.
Shit, last night. I mean,
Chicago's got one of the highest murder rates.
Yeah, and the motherfuckers moving up there where y'all at in Milwaukee.
Yeah, no, that's when they moved them all up from Cabrini Green when they put that down. But they all moved into Racine in Milwaukee. Yeah. So I know what you're saying. It's real.
No, they in Kenosha. They listen. They in Waukegan, North Chicago, Kenosha, Racine, Milwaukee, Madison, Appleton. They everywhere up there. Y'all would be surprised, but you know you got to remember, there are some people that was dying to get the fuck out of Chicago. Everybody that left me, an asshole. Let me just say that. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Everybody looking for a change.
Right.
Like me.
People made the change.
Right. I could deal with either one. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
When I come up here to visit my grandkids. But my mother, like, I got like 7 kids and one on the way. So
oh, wow.
I fuck with my grandkids. Heavy, mm-hmm. heavy. They used to come down to me and I was taking the Wisconsin Dells and shit. We in that motherfucker for a week or two.
I miss the
dog. And it costs.
And it costs. No, a lot. Yeah. Yeah. Water park.
Hey, this ain't no, I got $150. I'm about to go to West Carolina. Hell no, you need like $2,000.
Wow.
Yeah, it's all water park. It's amazing. No, it's so fun. I bet they loved it.
Well, we didn't leave for a whole week, Coles.
Mr. Coles, have you
ever met Josh?
Yeah, I met Josh. Yeah. Don't even ask me about their character.
Right.
Well, I want to go to their mama's house to show out. I don't give a fuck about dying or going to jail or none of that shit. They do. You know, they motherfuckers know something. And even though that girl we was talking about that set up that GoFundMe page.
Yep.
I got to get her some love too. Hey, even though she did some stupid shit. But I do respect to what she doing. He had called a girl, the boy, sister, and was like, we just trying to find out what Kiara is. He was like, fuck Kiara, this, that. But let me tell you something. Before that, I had a meet with mom and dad. The mom and daddy and the sister.
Uh-huh.
I could have killed all their ass. We was in church. I'm just being honest with you.
Was Josh's mom? Sorry to interrupt.
Okay, I'm going to play the recording that he's referring to. That Michelle Langston called Ariel, who's Kiara Smith's sister. Mr. Coles did say that he appreciated her doing that and gave her mad respect for that. You're going to hear that phone call. It's very explicit, a lot of swears. I give her credit, too. I mean, it takes a lot of balls to call somebody you don't know and call them out on you know, knowing the location of a missing person and possibly the one who has, you know, ended Kiara Cole's life. But like Mr. Cole says throughout this interview, he wants to stay positive and he still believes that she's out there until he sees the proof.
Your sister.
Bitch, is your sister there?
No, bitch, my sister ain't here. Where your sister at?
Man, I don't know. I'm sorry.
Disrespectful. Why you gotta be so disrespectful? Then why you gotta keep calling me, bitch?
Because Kiara called missing, and y'all did something with her. Where she at?
Okay, I can't get her, bitch.
No, he don't. If you were so innocent, wouldn't you just be like, I don't know nothing?
Shit, bitch, don't stop calling me.
If you was innocent, wouldn't you just say, I don't know nothing?
Stupid bitch. Hello, your fat ass think you are, huh? You always talking shit.
You always talking shit
with your fat ass. Why you always talking shit? You are a hoe. What you gonna do? You a hoe.
That's why your bitch still missing, hoe. I got mad, bitch. Where you gonna find you?
Ain't that a bitch? Why my bitch gotta be still missing? You got your bitch.
Bitch, I don't give a fuck why, bitch. I had the police better go call in his last number.
I'm asking you, cause your sister got something to do with it. I'm asking you, cause y'all got something to do with it.
It ain't important enough, bitch, so stop calling.
I'm asking y'all, cause y'all got something to do with it. Y'all got something to do with it. Bitch.
I don't even think they was his parents. I think they was the girl.
Okay.
Kiara Smith.
Yeah.
But he was talking to you?
Yeah. Yeah, they had no other fucking choice. Right. They got their fucking door and it was me and Jenna that the study like the first time people went to their people's house, they did some bullshit, bust the windows and set fires, talked to this and that and woo wah blah. So like a week or something later, maybe 2 weeks later, me and Jenna died. I said, like two ladies and probably another dude. We all was just in the neighborhood checking out the scene, seeing what's going on, talking to people. So we go by his house when we first get there. With no dogs in the yard, the lights was on in the inside and everything, but we had, was in the front just standing there talking and shit, trying to get shit together. Which way we gonna go? Which alley we gonna look in? And, so as we take off a style walking and come back around, shit, they got dogs in the yard. They got big ass pit bulls. They got pit bulls in the yard. And motherfuckers peeping out the basement window, looking out the top window upstairs and shit like that. So we knocked on the door anyway. Like, you know y'all in there. Let me see y'all in the window. Ooh, y'all let the dogs out. They don't say shit to us, though. So we just leave. Me and Jenna Dyes leave in the car. He like, okay, get up with us, bro. I'm like, cool. He get in one car, I get in another car. I'm gone, he gone.
Mm-hmm.
He called me like 5 minutes later. I'm like, what's going on? He like, bro, you are not going to believe this. I'm like, what? He like, they want to talk to you. They don't want to talk to mama. Nobody else wants to. They just want to talk to you. So I'm like, cool, make it happen. Whenever he's ready to talk, I'm ready. You know, then it wasn't the mama or the daddy talking. It was the sister. She got out there talking about, he don't know what happened. You don't fucking know.
Right.
You let that man tell me out of his own motherfucking mouth what happened. You know what I'm saying?
Why isn't he out there searching? Why isn't he out there,
man,
putting flyers up?
Well, let me just say this, because y'all probably don't know this shit either. It's the same motherfucker was moving weed through the fucking post office to the fucking, hold on, y'all, 1 minute.
Yeah, I had a feeling that was going on.
Because they ass out right now. Yeah, Derek, I don't play. I beat their ass. They ain't got to go to school today. I'm going to pick up a four car, too. Shit, I'm going to get that ass whooped out of a four car. Derek, I do not play with my kids.
I believe you.
Sounds like my house there.
Because, you know, you can tell them one thing, and they like to hear you, and they really, really miss it. As soon as you turn your motherfucker here, they're doing something else. Now you got to come back to crack the
head. Yep. Eyes in the back of your head.
Yeah, I'll be like the old days. You wear them shoes out the bathroom and throw that motherfucker around the corner and hit their ass in the back of the head downstairs somewhere.
Like a boomerang?
Yeah. Yeah, man. They think something else. When I got to this church, I'm thinking, you know, they just, we go to church. I just know we about to have a pleasant conversation. This man come in and explain some shit to me that I don't know. We got in there and we sitting down. First demand they make. Yeah, don't turn y'all self. What the fuck? Wait. We in church now. I got to catch myself. So I'm like, don't turn on no cell phone. He like, yeah, because we don't like Jimmy Dye.
What?
What? Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Well, yeah, there's
hey,
like
hey, hey, you, a you, group. Get up, get up. Go in the room. I just told y'all, go in the room. I don't want to hear shit. Hey, you, turn that motherfucking game off. I just told y'all I'm on the phone. Y'all be in the fucking room. Listen, nigga, you 12. Let me just tell you something, Derek. This motherfucker here is 20 years old, Derek. Derek, every bit of 260, Derek. Right. This ain't no, he ain't 5'7". Derek, this is one you knock out. I don't got time to play this motherfucking ass. Then I, where I tell you to go? Go sit down somewhere. You don't want to fucking listen. Get your ass in there. I don't want to hear shit. Shut up. Turn that game off, Nigel.
Yep, it worked.
Beautiful.
I don't want to hear shit in here. Shut up. You had a chance to fucking study. They got every fucking electric. I won't let them ride none of that shit. They got every fucking expensive ass iPhone. Girl, I got a raggedy ass phone cracked up in every motherfucker. They motherfucker got Apple.
Yep, it's crazy.
I don't even know how to operate that shit. They have to do my phone. I swear to God, y'all think I'm bullshit. They have to go in there. Find out what a message is that. Girl, I was getting money on Facebook. I didn't know how to get that shit off. I didn't even know I had money on that shit. Then they had to, the kids had to, the kids did it, baby. Not no grown folks. My granddaughter, 9 years old, she knows everything.
It's crazy what they know so young with computers.
Shit, I'm gonna keep honest with this shit. I don't know what the fuck they do. I'm straight with hello, goodbye. I wasn't doing this media shit until this shit happened.
Right.
And,
yeah.
Let me tell y'all about this. Yeah, we get in there. The sister started making all these fucking demands. Oh, it's already the turn. We don't really fuck with each other. We bullshit. I said, wait a minute, bitch. He with me. You ain't turning no motherfucking phone. Then I said, no, you know what? Turn the phone on, because I was really trying to get dude in there with her. That shit did not happen because the daddy and whoever the fuck he is, the stepdaddy or the stepmama or the girl parents or whoever the fuck they was. When I said it was disrespectful, I told the motherfucking people, I can kill y'all in this church. Don't fucking play with me. Y'all ain't got shit to do with it. All I want to do is find out from the boy. His posture, his actions tell a lot.
Right.
I'm a good judge of character. I could have been on some stupid shit when they first came in. I could fuck over them.
Right.
Like they fucked over my, like it's like these people fucked over my motherfucking daughter.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't do no such thing. I came genuine. I let the daughter know, hey, listen, it won't be no bullshit unless y'all pause for me. Now, y'all say y'all want to talk to me. I told y'all my only demand. Bring a job.
Right.
They made, listen, only way we got the meeting going, because they had me under the pressure that Josh is about to come with them. But see, they didn't know I was already in the parking lot 30 minutes prior to them pulling up. I watched them going to church, but I didn't really know about them. I just assumed, and I was right. So when I went to get out the car to go do the path from the church, it is, they step out. They had been in there when I did go into church to use the bathroom, they was at the door coming out, but they was really coming out to, you know, see whether I was coming or not.
Okay.
Once I introduced myself and Jedediah introduced himself, we went in there with the pastor that owned the church.
Okay.
He must have groomed them, the parents, coming up, you know what I'm saying? That's
uh-huh.
the church. That's the church they grew up in. They having some money. The people that came, the parents, whoever parents they is, the girls or the boys, whoever it is, they having some money. They grew up in the church. The preacher wasn't agreeing with they doing shit either.
Right.
The preacher was saying, if this shit is what's going on, then you motherfuckers need to step up.
Uh-huh.
And everybody kind of fine. He a preacher. So if you're a preacher and you're a pillar of the community, How the fuck you trying to stand behind your son like he ain't did a goddamn thing? Then they talking like, oh no, he said he ain't had nothing to do with it. Well, wait. We didn't accuse him of shit. We just wanted to know what did he know?
Right.
See, now, he had out there, he wasn't out there on the block. I asked my baby mama about it. He said, no. He ain't got nothing to do with it. This is what the bitch told me. I ain't going to tell you no lie. He told me that. Now, all of a sudden, today, right now today, he had something to do with it. He knew. But you couldn't tell them bitches that from day one. And I told her that.
Yeah, I couldn't believe that. I could not believe that when I was hearing that. Even the mother, right? Her mother?
Her mother, yeah.
Yeah, I couldn't believe they were sticking by him. I can't believe that.
But let me see again. It's emotional. Being in the street causes you to do a lot of street shit. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
I don't give a fuck if you got a job working at the post office. That shit wasn't a nothing.
Right.
Shit, they was telling they was moving weed through the fucking post office.
Oh, I know.
Them motherfuckers got stealing checks out the fucking post office. Get the fuck out
of here. Oh, wow. Did he get fired?
Hell no. He on medical leave. Get the fuck out of here.
Oh, people said he quit. Him and her quit.
No. Bitch quit day one. He quit day one.
Oh.
That's why I know they involved.
Well, you see, I thought that might have. So I thought. I didn't originally think it was Kiara in the video. So then I was watching it, and I thought maybe that person was getting a package delivered to a drop house and moving it.
No.
Right, but now I know it was a post office play.
Yeah. Oh, listen, let me be honest. They were on that block alone. I think it was like 15 fucking postal workers. I like I told you, I had been gone for my 30 years. And all the time that I was on that block for 18 days over there, I mean, everybody on that block, on the next block, on the block in front of me, the block on behind them, the block on the other side. I had one door to door passing out them flyers. All that shit that the police did, they do shit. All that shit they was talking, I was ready to kill their ass right on the spot out there. Because, you know, when I first came up and I introduced myself, pulled out my credentials, gave my ID, that's all the fuck you need.
Mm-hmm.
Motherfucker told me he couldn't talk to me because he didn't know who the fuck I was. So I said, what the fuck do this ID say? Joseph Vaz Coles? Yeah, and that say Kiara Coles? So I think we might be related with you.
Yeah.
Then the motherfucker told me he couldn't say nothing to me until my baby mama told him that I was the father. Now listen to this, y'all. Y'all would not believe this shit. My baby mama was sitting in a car, two cars behind the fucking police car. Y'all know it took them almost 6 hours to tell them that I was cool, I'm the baby dad. 6 hours.
Why did she wait so long?
Man, all this, you know, motherfuckers in the air, why he up here? Bitch, why you think I'm up here? This is my fucking door.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? It's just people in our ear. You know, that's like they were always getting online. It's just like Jenna died. He was running for alderman over here. Baby, they was getting on his live, like, yeah, fuck him, he ain't shit, he's bad, he trying to kill himself. All this stupid ass shit, that ain't got shit to do with him trying to run for.
Yeah, he has a lot of haters, like a lot.
What? Yeah, he got a lot. See, now, he gets a thing. I didn't know him from Adam.
Oh.
Come to find out, he was on the Kanika Jigga stage. So
yeah, he was.
Most of the motherfuckers coming around me was on the Kanika Jigga case. So there's already some motherfuckers that feel some type of way about him, some type of way about the girl that set the GoFundMe page up for me,
mm-hmm.
and a couple more people that be with him. But you also got the ones that love him.
Right.
I'm talking about he got a hell of a lot of supporters.
Yeah, he does. You know definitely. What
I'm saying? And like when I was first up here, and I first met him, we talking all that shit. Once I got wind that he might have some dibs or dabs in that Canadian shit, I asked him. I said, let him know. Hey, you got a lot of me. Just tell me, motherfuckers. I don't know which way to go with you.
Mm-hmm.
He was like, Joe, I'll show you my base on you, man. These people keep on talking about I got all this money. I ain't got shit. He don't even got a car. He driving one of the volunteer cars. They be helping him out every day.
Right, he's an activist. Right?
Yeah, he don't have.
Right.
Yeah, he's an activist. He don't have a car. But he has a car he got access to on a regular basis every day, all day. Mm. I don't have. You see what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Every time. I get a bad cold.
Yeah, it doesn't sound good.
Right, that's the new morning shit kicking out. I just have fun to go down there, bro. I told you, I don't ask nobody for shit. Because I don't want no motherfuckers to run that fresh. Oh, yeah. I gave them this. Then they got a dirty, you know, how much they gave me stuff. I get right on there and cuss their ass out. You motherfuckers ain't gave me a goddamn thing. What, you gave me some coffee?
No.
If you would like, I will cook some coffee and bring that shit out there.
And the people...
I don't like that. It ain't so disrespectful. I mean, you know, like I said, they'll come with the good intention.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Again, I'm going to say it again. They'll come with them good intention. Oh, yeah, Mr. Cole, we here. We out here with you. You good. You out here. You still here. But all the time, they're looking for negative feedback to me, which I don't have. Because anybody say something stupid, I just get the fuck out of the way. Mm-hmm. I get out of the way on my own. I don't like, first of all, I don't like half of the shit these motherfuckers say. But not to be rude or disrespectful, I get the fuck out of the way. Now, you don't got nobody to talk to.
Mm-hmm.
I'll put my number out there because I don't mind spreading the word about my daughter across everywhere.
Right.
I wanted to get out wherever you need to go to find out whoever need to know or whoever need to do whatever to push the information towards me. That's why I put my number out there. At first,
I just want to make this clear, okay? I reached out to Mr. Coles, and I said, you know, I have a pretty big following on Facebook. I'm starting to get a bigger following on YouTube. I do podcasts, and I think we need to get your daughter's name out. There was no hesitation. Whatever it was that was going to get Kiara's name out there, he was all for it. And you would think that every parent who had a missing person was like that, but they're not. Every time I call him, he's there, calls me back. He's dedicated in this. He's not going to stop until he knows where his daughter is. And I admire that about him. He's straight up, no BS. It's really refreshing to see somebody like that. He tells it like it is, not like you think it should be. He just, no bullshit kind of person, and it's very nice and genuine. It's something I really like seeing because I
put your number out there. Shut the fuck up. I do need to put my number out there. Showing this shit in Chicago. I'll be in Wisconsin. My family live in Atlanta. I got people in Montgomery, Alabama. I got people in Mobile, Alabama, North. Well, I got people everywhere. So, if they talk and say, they know, I'll be right on it. Top dollar on it. So, my cousin and my, I tell them, I sent them a copy of what they did. Made copy. So, we got a lot of cousins. We got cousins in every state. So, they pushing it, and then they friends pushing it on top of that. And, that's all I could do right now is just like push the issue with that. Like I told y'all, I was working out my job. I found my income. I'm waiting on my money. Hopefully, I won't have to struggle as much as I have.
I'm definitely going to advertise. I'm going to put your Cash App. You got to send me the link.
Right, because they can. The link is easy. It's my name. My government name.
Oh, your full name? Okay.
Dollar sign, capital J, Joseph, then
Coles.
Coles 65.
Oh, 65, all right.
So it's going to be dollar sign, capital J for Joseph, capital C for Coles 65.
Okay. I got that.
I also do my Gmail because a lot of people don't like this. Like a lot of people that have been reaching out, though, they have been calling me or going through my Gmail account.
Okay, what's the Gmail?
It's Coles J 211 at gmail.com.
Okay.
What else I was doing? I got a PayPal. Pay somebody on Facebook. I didn't know that shit.
I just found that out, too. That's crazy.
Man, good look. I was doing something, and this lady said, yeah, call me. I know her. She like, Joe, I sent you some cash. I'm like, girl, get out. You ain't sent me shit. I would have sent you a dollar sign. That's what I'm telling her. I'm like, you ain't sent me shit. She's like, boy, I did send you some money. I'm like, girl, I did send me some money. through Facebook. I'm like, what the fuck is that? I'm like, Facebook, like, cash out. She's like, boy, I sent you some money. Look on Facebook. Yeah, I didn't know that shit. And then I got to file my, I had to call my daughter-in-law. She's like, what's wrong? I say, how the fuck do I get money off of Facebook? She's like, what? She had to do her little investigation, but shit, she figured out this shit. I don't know what the fuck to do. I really don't know what to do. If they help and they want to participate and help, I appreciate it. I said, fine, kick it down, somebody do it. Cash, how about y'all don't help? My like family, close friends, the people that know me.
Mm-hmm.
That's all the people that really been reaching out. You know, like I said, I was in Wisconsin for 30 years. Right. So I know quite a few people up there, and
that's a long time.
They definitely reach out. I come up that way, though. Yeah, y'all, I'll be coming up there. I'll be on 29th from Verlai. Shit, I'll be on the center. I'll be everywhere. I just told y'all, the police and shit. Man, I ain't never been in contact with, well, I had when I was in prison, but yeah, I ain't never been in contact with even any police in my damn life.
Right, that just shows you'll go to any extent, pretty much, to find your daughter.
Yeah, I went on, like the incident about the kids being shot. Mm-hmm. I was on their land. I was, that shit, like, two blocks down from me and one block over. So I walked down that lane, mirror out there, the alderman out there, all these top brass police and chief and all that shit, they all out there. But you know, they was reaching out to me before. I just never reached back to them because they played me shady. And then not just that, but the fans was all out there too and shit. Man, them people ain't never got up with me after that. I haven't seen no motherfucker from the fans. The only motherfucker that I do be talking to is
So, do you think the feds will pick it up?
No, they still on it because, you know, as long as the post office.
That's right. I forgot. Yeah, that's how everybody learned that it wasn't Kiara. Besides you saying it and other people, they came out with that article where the Postmaster General said that it's not Kiara.
Right. And she knew. So.
Right.
She covered the new postman. The postal inspector. She is the.
Is the head of the investigative unit that's covering
I'll tell you what it's called.
I looked it up once. It is a strange name.
She is the postmaster.
Okay.
She is the postmaster for Indiana, the all of Indiana, postmaster for Chicago, and postmaster for West. Because I had to tell her about her people in West Com. I have a PO office box down there. And you know, like up here, when you go to post office up here, you'll see missing and supported people on a wall, right?
Mm-hmm.
When you go down to Wisconsin, there's none of that. And they told me I can't do it. I said, what you mean? Why? I don't know. Not just that. They wouldn't even give me a fucking flyer.
Wow.
That's crazy. You know what, though? You're right, because I grew up in Wisconsin, but I lived in a lot of other states, and I'm currently in New York. And mm-hmm. I grew up seeing in movies and in TV that's what post offices did. But yeah, I never saw that on my own, ever, until I moved out of the state.
You know what was crazy? I killed him and enlightened him about my situation. He really was like one of the motherfuckers. He think he know his job. Hey, I listen to you. Go get your mail and bring it back to you. You gone out the business. When I first presented it to him about getting copies, he like, we don't do copies. And I show him the flyer and everything. He really like fast overlooked the flyer. But then by the time he went and got my mail and came back, he like, can I see that flyer again? Showing the flyer, nice thing. Oh, I didn't know she was a post office. Now, remember, I just told you they would not give me no flyer. You know, this motherfucker went in there and ran off 5 flyers and gave them to me. What the fuck?
Wow.
Right. And then I let him know. I let it be known that I will be talking
to him. So he wouldn't have had anything to do with it had she not been a postal worker.
Oh, yeah. He didn't want no parts of the information.
I'll tell you something right now, though. If she wasn't a postal worker, I
they wouldn't be looking at her. I'd still be doing the shit I'm doing right now.
You're right.
Right, and I highly doubt she would have really much attention, and it's sad. It's sad. I see it all the time, and it bothers me.
I'm saying, if somebody came up missing right now, or whenever, that shit comes directly to my phone. So I just got a picture yesterday. They supposed to found this. I guess he was supposed to work too. No, she was an Avon representative.
Oh yeah, I know you're talking about.
The young black girl from Indiana, Michigan.
Uh-huh.
Yesterday, I guess they found a foot.
Yep. Najaya?
Yeah, something like that.
Farrell, yeah, her last name's Farrell.
Yeah, somebody sent me the info yesterday, or last night, and they was just saying that they think it's a possibility to be the girl foot. But
yeah.
You gotta remember, y'all gotta remember, she Indiana, it was 10 minutes from this motherfucker here.
Oh, really?
Yeah, you're right.
So
that's close.
Yeah. Sure, Indiana ain't that fucking far. You cross over one bridge, you in Indiana.
You're right.
Yeah, St. Louis right down the street. We ain't far.
I've been to St. Louis once. It can get rough over there.
Yeah, what do you think? Yeah.
My honest opinion, you know, like you, you from Wisconsin. I've been living down the last 30 years. Remember they just said that one girl they just found, she'd been gone 6 months. The boy killed the mama and daddy and had her ass hostage for 6 months and she escaped that shit.
Yep.
So it happens, it does.
No, it really happens. All you gotta do is look on the news. The most this would really shock you. A lot of these young girls coming up missing and it's being known on the internet that they are being sold.
Yep.
Fucking body parts. Not just that, this motherfucker on the black market. I was going to play a game. I was just going to get online and see if I could buy a heart, if they ask for who I need to contact. And I'm trying to lead how this shit go. I'm really into it like that. Not just that, but that shit with R. Kelly being, he got motherfuckers in a room over here, a room in the basement. These motherfuckers ain't been seen in 5, 6 years. All of a sudden, they get the fuck out of here. Y'all already know this shit.
Yeah.
I'm not. I just hate. You know, like I was playing to y'all. Shit, I be hating at times. Like, if somebody call me right now and say, hey, Joe, can you come over here? Really? She don't get no car, no money.
Okay, guys. That's all for this episode. The next episode will start off right where that left off. And, you know, I hope you guys enjoyed it. He has more new information that will be coming out in the next podcast. That's really it. You know, I hope you heard all the new things in there, like the video with the person getting out of the passenger side, just where the car is. I hope they release that video because there's another case like that, Jennifer Kesey from Florida, where the suspect is blocked by a pole, so you can't see his face. You know, I hope this gets solved. I hope she comes home. So make sure you subscribe so you can get next week's episode. All right. Thanks for listening.